Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
TMZ is reporting that Meek Mill is thankful three other people's cases are dismissed or were dismissed at the arguing of the Philly District Attorney, and says that there are 105 more cases like theirs and his involving the same corrupt cop. Now, Meek is saying that he feels that his case should have been dismissed like the other three, but his judge decided that it should wait for a hearing in June. Meek Mill is getting a raw deal compared to other inmates in the same situation, and once again, his team says it's because the judge has it out for him. Even prosecutors agree that he should be released on bail while his appeals are considered. So he's going to have to sit there until they figure this thing out. Nick Gordon was charged for hanging with his girlfriend, disobeying a court order. TMZ is reporting Nick Gordon's been officially charged for breaking the conditions of his bond by hanging out with his girlfriend after he'd been arrested for hitting her. The state's attorney's office in Florida just announced the charge against Gordon. March 19th, cops were called to his girlfriend's apartment after an anonymous tipster, snitches, told them that Nick was there. Nick had been ordered by a judge to have no contact with her. Nick will have to be back in court next month to face the charge, but he and Laura are still together. The Jasmine brand is reporting exclusively that the game is asking a judge that he not be found in contempt over not submitting financial documents in his legal battle against a young woman accusing him of sexual assault. Her name is Priscilla Rainey. Earlier this month, the rapper filed documents explaining why he should not be ordered to turn over his records. Now, as previously reported, the game is facing a lawsuit from Rainey, a woman that was on his VH1 reality show, She's Got Game. You know, it was like a dating reality show where she was trying to win his love interest or become his next love interest. She claims that during production, the rapper sexually assaulted her. She also says that the game forcefully reached inside her dress, rubbing her bare pocketbook and her butt. As a result, a jury awarded her $7 million in damages. He filed an appeal, and the decision is pending. So Oprah Winfrey is being sued by a pastor because this pastor is claiming she stole the Greenleaf idea. The 64-year-old media mogul has been hit with a lawsuit by a pastor and another person who claims that the Oprah Winfrey Network series Greenleaf was a stolen idea. They allege copyright infringement, breach of implied in fact contract, and breach of written contract. They're seeking damages of $150,000 for each act of infringement and want an injunction barring the defendants from infringing on the plaintiff's copyrights. I don't know what that means, but if they're going to sue Oprah Winfrey, they also need to put in Tyler Perry, David E. Talbert, and every other black straight-to-DVD film that ever hit the shelves. I mean, come on.